Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
I remember that his hands would fold slantly as he would pray. He'd reach out to hold me when sometime I was having a bad night and a nightmare. You could read the quiet story in the callous and the lines of his face. Years of work and worry had left their marks behind. I remember Daddy's hands, how they would hold my mother tight and patted my back for something that I did right. There are things I've forgotten that I loved about that man, and I'll always remember the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done something wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always so much love in my daddy's hands. I remember daddy's hands working sometimes till they bleed, sacrificing unselfishly just to keep all us youngins fed. If I could do things over and live my life again, and never take for granted the love that was in my daddy's hands.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we'll walk the last mile together. We made our house a home for our little ones, and we've known happiness, and we've known some sad times too.
We walked in the sunshine, we fought the stormy weather, and I hope we'll walk the last mile.
I hope we walk the last mile together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love we walk the last mile together. I remember when you first said I love you. I didn't know that a love could be so strong.
Come and go wherever, and I hope we walk the last mile together.
I hope we walk the last mile together, and in hand we can and see the promised land. Savior calling me, his tender voice I hear, I feel his presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me. I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of his power, and of all his might. Well, seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes, and when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand, and this I heard him softly say, well, I am old, blind, and feeble. I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart was sin stained. Lead me to the altar, lead me. Lead me to the altar, lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear, I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me. When you finally make your entrance to that city, the jasper walls and bright golden avenue, as you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I beg of you.
Down your list of words, there's no question.
you want to see your loved ones waiting there for you. And when you feel you've shared your story with the last one that wants to hear you tell just how you made it through, look for me. I'd like to hear the truth. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to view after you.
When I was just a little tyke, I was set at a table between my pap and my mother. Pap, well, he would feed me on one side and on the other my mother. Oh, we were old chums back then, pap, me and mother. On Sunday, we would take a walk through the woods and across the pastures. Pap, he always carried his old cane, while mother and I would pick at the daisies in the lane. Sometime my older sister was along, and other times it was just Pap, me and mother. Pap, it seemed, as we would walk along, he would have his head down. He was thinking and couldn't hear me or mother. Well, the old cowbell would be clinging, and the long lines in his face seemed to tell that he was worried about one thing or another. We did not understand, me, sis, nor mother. I grew up and I went away. I left the old farm. Just thinking about that day still brings a choke to me. Now it would have been all right living with my older brother, but I just never could forget leaving the old farm, Pap, and my mother. I went back one day and I found Pap all pale and hollow. Saw right off he'd soon be going where none of us could follow. The long streaks of his face showed just how he loved each other. And we would have to talk real fast to hold back the tears, for his eyes were saying just how much he hated to leave me, sis, and mother. Well, Pap went on, but mother's still living. But soon she will too, I reckon. She tells me sometime she just can't seem to see Pap as he's standing there with his hand beckoning. Life ain't long, and I'll go myself one day or another. But then we'll all be back together, me, Pap, and mother. Well, the pretty hill, the new roads to walk, and just to sit down at the river of life, and never more to worry. We'll hear the great choirs of heaven singing, me, Pap, and mother. And Gab, well, we'll play, and Gabriel's trumpet will sound, the beautiful birds will sing to one another, and there we will never more part, no more, me, Pat, sis.
I face a mountain, a trial of stone, down in the valley, I felt so alone. Fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse, but God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Here on the valley, place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I fall in low. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just where life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is higher ground.
Pilgrim passing through. but I'll keep traveling till the time that I make his home mine. The world can't keep this dream from coming true. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. Someday when I get to my home, I'll stand before his throne. I'll join his children in a song. Sing about his amazing grace. How sweet to sing it to his face. Heaven is the place where I belong. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I'd trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I'd trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I wouldn't miss heaven. I wouldn't miss heaven. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world, for the world.
For so long, I had searched for life's meaning. Enslaved by the world and all my dreams. Then the door of my prison was opened by him. And now, praise the Lord, I am free. From the guilt of tomorrow, I'm free from the guilt of my past. I trade in my shackles for a glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord. I am free from the guilt that I carry, from the dead empty life I am set free. For when I met Jesus, he made me complete. He forgot the foolish child I used to be. I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm I trade in my shackles for the glorious life. I'm free, praise the Lord, I'm free at last. I trade in my shackles for the glorious life. And now, praise the Lord, I'm free.
storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim. Remember, God still loves you, and He holds you in His hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and/or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts,